James K. Polk, from lessonsonamericanpresidents.com. James Knox Polk was America's 11th president. He was born in North Carolina in 1795. He was the eldest of 10 children. His father traded in slaves and was a farmer. Studious and industrious, Polk graduated with honors in 1818 from the University of North Carolina. As a young lawyer, he entered politics, served in the Tennessee legislature, and became a friend of Andrew Jackson. In the House of Representatives, Polk was a chief lieutenant of Jackson in his bank war. He served as Speaker between 1835 and 1839, leaving to become governor of Tennessee. Polk became the Democratic nominee for vice president in 1844 after arguing for the annexation of Texas and Oregon. He won the 1844 presidential election to become the first dark horse president. As president, Polk threatened war with Britain over annexing Oregon. A treaty was signed in 1846 after the British settled for land north of the 49th parallel, which today is the Canada border. Polk fought a war with Mexico between 1846 and 1848. American forces won repeated victories and gained New Mexico and California for the USA. Polk also tried to buy Cuba from Spain in 1848, but was unsuccessful. Polk left office due to bad health in 1849. He had promised to serve only one term. He oversaw the opening of the Smithsonian Institute and the U.S. Naval Academy, and the groundbreaking for the Washington Monument. The first U.S. postage stamps were also issued during his presidency. Historians call him America's least known consequential president. He died of cholera on June 15, 1849.